I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Today's the first deadline for airlines to apply for $50 billion in federal loans and grants to help them survive this virus crisis. The money comes with conditions. Airlines have to keep their employees on the books, and they have to maintain a certain number of flights, even if that means empty planes. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
The drop-off in the number of people flying has been dramatic, says airline industry analyst Robert Mann.
The traffic and associated revenue has essentially gone down almost 94% from the year prior in about 4 weeks.
Mann says United, Delta, and American have parked almost their entire international fleets and domestically will fly about 60 to 70% fewer flights than at this time in 2019.
Unfortunately, the flights that are still flying are still losing money.
Because they aren't carrying many passengers. But to qualify for the full government assistance, airlines can't just ground all their planes. They can reduce the number of flights, but have to maintain service to major hubs. According to Samuel Engel, aviation consultant at ICF, that's explained by the same logic that says airlines are important enough to the economy to need a bailout in the first place.
Airlines are a critical national infrastructure.
Carrying healthcare and other essential workers right now, as well as goods and supplies. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.